This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Ding, ding, time, 7 after the hour. This is our weekly opportunity, when I say our, folks associated with me in my various broadcasts. I'm Doug Steffen, host of the Good Day program, host along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan of the DJV Experience. Also joining us is Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, to go through the Talkers Magazine charts for this week and how they may have impressed us in our roles. I think Victoria's the only one who does, well, actually, I shouldn't say that, because Victoria has her tentacles out everywhere into the broadcast world, and so she's familiar with and listens to and keeps up with a lot of these things that we may or may not talk about on the DJV Experience. Jennifer Horn has her own morning program here in Los Angeles, so she's dealing with a lot of these issues. And Richard,
whether McFadden's I want
dealing,
to or not, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, whether you want to or not. Yeah. And McFadden has other talk radio people for whom he is responsible, and he listens to them yak away on all of these things and has his own opinions as well from time to time, from a well-crafted mind. Of attention. He has an attentive mind.
Had some interesting conversations this week, so as we go through this, I'll let you know what I'm hearing inside the beltway here.
Okay, all right, so let's go through the list. Let me go through the stories first and then the people, as usual. Talkers Magazine works through by listening to a lot of talk radio programs, host stations around the country, monitoring them, and putting the report together at talkers.com, Talkers Magazine. Number 10 this week, all the focus on March Madness. Although I must say, I don't feel like there's the attention or the craziness around it. Maybe it's because it's not far enough along in the season. But I don't feel the bracketing conversations. I mean, Richie, you and I used to have these conversations a lot, maybe because you were doing the brackets. But I don't feel any real urgency to talk about this, or even that there's a lot of,
you know,
there's certainly going to be interest in it. But is it up to
there
what
is
has
all,
been the
all of the offices
in the past?
We filled out our office. We filled out our office pool here, so all the offices are, you know, branking up there.
Yeah, but did you do brackets. It out of interest or out of habit?
A little bit of both. Usually the way it works for me is I do the bracket, fill it out, hand it in with my $5 out of habit. Mm-hmm. Then once the tournament gets rolling, that's kind of when I get into it. So probably tonight, tomorrow, and actually for me, my Maryland is out, so it's over for me.
Early, right?
Yeah, right. Real early.
Jennifer, did you set one up in your office?
No, we don't do that.
Don't do it. Okay. And Victoria, did Lewis have anything? He's working in a sports-related business, so do they have...
He probably has several.
He does. He has two different ones that I know of. One with a group of friends.
He's keeping information. He's keeping stuff from you.
I know. It sounds... Yeah, but I'm just not interested, so I only heard him talk about two of them. But, yeah, I think one with a group of friends and one with a group of sports producers that he works with.
I just have a sense, because of the fact that we talk to as many people as we do and we do this radio thing every day, I don't get that we're into the March Madness. It just doesn't seem to be that big a deal.
I mean, it just began a few days ago, so it's early, but, you know.
Well, let's think about this, too. I mean, the news cycle is out of control this past month, and it may be sucking all the air out of the news cycle when it comes to sports talk.
If there was nothing going on, if Trump wasn't here, then we may be paying more attention.
I think it's interesting that he got hit for not doing a bracket.
Yeah, I saw that Trump yesterday. Because remember last year it was a big deal that Obama did a bracket, and everybody wanted to see what Obama's bracket was.
And by the way, Obama did another bracket this year.
Yeah. I don't even know how to do a bracket. I don't even know what you're talking about when you say bracket. So
it's
just all the teams matched up, and then you say, okay, if the Dodgers are facing off against the Red Sox, who wins? And then you say, okay, the Dodgers are going to win. And then maybe it's the Nationals facing off against the Phillies, and then the Nationals win. So then the Nationals play the Dodgers, and then who wins? Oh, yeah, it's the Dodgers.
So
and you can by any means. I mean, some people pick by, you know, the color of the uniforms or mascots.
But call March Madness. because it's craziness. But Warren Buffett put up $1 million for anybody that works for him that hits all the brackets. And didn't we see there was about a 1 in 900 billion chance to get the $1 million?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's free press.
All right. So that made... That
a friend of mine's 5-year-old daughter filled out a bracket, and he paid the $5 for her to join, and she's got Middle Tennessee winning it all.
There you go.
Which is about as likely as you winning it, Doug.
Thank you, Rich. A 3-pointer from the outside.
You never know.
All right. Number 9 on our story list this week has to do with the video Snoop Dogg produced, which some people suggest advocates shooting the president. And so that's great. I said something, I think it was Monday this week, Jennifer and Victoria, we were talking about all the TV programs, Designated Survivor, and 24, and what was the other? There was one other show that I was talking about where the president gets shot. It's just gone out of my mind. But there are 2 or 3 television programs that have shown the president, Scandal, the president getting shot.
It seems to be a popular plot line.
Yeah, and so I wonder if that's something that we ought to be thinking about.
It's Hollywood, Hollywood wishing, right?
And it brings you to the number 9 story on your list, which is that Snoop Dogg video, right? Everything's about this imaginary assassination. It's pretty gross.
Yeah, it is. I think it's very distracting and quite distressful, actually, to have so much of that around. Frankly, but it is part of the vernacular and a lot of conversation about it, so that's why it's number 9. We'll continue overviewing our list here as all of the professional talk people that I'm associated with have their say and their way as we go through the charts for the week of March 13th to the 17th on our overview of what's hot in News Talk Radio. Right now I'm going to tell you about something that's hot that has been on the top of a lot of people's lists for 3 or 4 years, how to keep themselves in shape or how to get in shape using Super Beets. Super Beets. It is no longer a secret. I call it a bonus. And I'm happy to share the information with you if you may be one of the few people that don't know how this great nutritional product gives you better circulation, a healthier heart, more energy, more stamina. You want to live your life to the fullest. And what in the world? Who doesn't want that? If you would like to, when you work out, get blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body, this is an effective, safe way to enhance the facilities in your body. Keep your blood pressure normal. Open up. What it does, the beets and super beets, it has nitric oxide naturally, and you open up with the use of this product, getting into your blood system, it opens up your arteries, softens them up, gets the blood to pour through much better. That's why your blood pressure is stabilized. That's why the blood gets to every place in your body. You need nutrition, and that's what this does. A scoopful in a glass of water or a smoothie, drink it down. A lot of people take it in the afternoon. Some people take it upon arising so that it gets themselves going. They don't have to take a glass of the monster drink or the kinds of things caffeine gives you. You don't need caffeine. This stuff is all natural, much better, and you will feel much better as a result. Life-changing nutrition, it's a breakthrough. You should certainly wrap yourselves around. You can get it by calling 800-655-4183. The first order would be 3 months supply, 3 canisters. Actually, you get 4 because they give you a 30-day supply free with your first order. Money-back guarantee from Super Beets. Get the book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Order now at 800-655-4183. Or some people find going to DougLikesBeets.com more informative because you can go through all of the info that's in the book and sort of give yourself an education. That's a good way to start. Educate yourself, then order at DougLikesBeets.com or buy it online if you've been there before by calling them at 800-655-4183. The Top Radio Countdown.
We with your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute. I'm Vivian Williams. Aging can do a number on your waistline.
If left alone to do our own thing, both sexes, males and females, tend to gain weight as we age. And that's because of the changes in metabolism that are happening as we age. And that's mainly because of hormonal influences.
But Dr. Ekta Kapoor says women have to cope with weight issues that come with menopause. On average, women in midlife gain about 1.5 pounds every year. That's 15 pounds in one decade.
The hallmark of menopause is decline in estrogen levels. And estrogen plays a pivotal role in fat distribution in the body.
Menopause makes you gain weight around the midsection and it slows your metabolism. But the main reason for midlife weight gain is?
There are subtle changes in our physical activity levels.
So how can you beat the midlife bulge?
Really, the core of this is lifestyle changes.
If you slowly cut calories and move more every day, you can maintain a healthy weight long term. For more information, visit mayoclinic.org.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world. 18 past the hour, we're discussing here the charts from Talkers Magazine, the issues, and we're at number 8. I don't even begin to understand this. It was the Dutch elections. Why do people in America give it? Even though there was some controversy, to be sure.
It's fairly interesting because from how I understand it, the far right candidate had a chance of winning that election. Now, the far right Dutch candidate is basically Bernie Sanders.
Right.
But yeah. They're very open.
Let's say they're very open there.
Right. So what their
Amsterdam is where you can find a prostitute on every corner and grass and drugs any place you want as well.
Apparently all the refugees that are coming are not assimilating and trying to change the country to the way they want it, or just this is my neighborhood.
So he was an anti-Muslim Bernie Sanders.
Kind of, yeah.
No, that's seriously what he did, and he stirred up a lot of racism in the country, I guess, and so people were watching, they were eyeballing the election because obviously with Brexit not being expected and Trump not being expected, they thought, well, maybe there's a chance that this guy could actually pull it off, and he got beaten handily, but it wasn't like an overwhelming win.
It's an interesting way of understanding politics and the machinations of government in other places. It just is. Well, it was more connected to Brexit, and there are other things. You know, the Brexit story's not over by any stretch of the imagination. The Scots announced this week, I think, that they want to have a re-vote because they don't want to go with the rest of the British. And I'm sure there are plenty of Brits from when I was there last fall talking to people. There were two conversations. One, are you going to vote for Trump? And what do the Americans think about the Brits leaving Brexit? And I always turned around and said, would you vote for Trump if you were in America? It would be the answer to my first question. And the second one was, what are you doing? Why is there this focus on getting out of the European Union? And they tell me about all of the troubles. And some of them were obvious in the cities. I wasn't much in the cities in England when I was on that trip last fall. But in the cities, it's very obvious, as Richie just said, how all these immigrants by the tens of thousands are coming in and trying to change everything to the way they want it. We see it in our country. Immigrants come in and they change things to the way they want it, or they push as much as they can. Now look at all of the fast food restaurants as a simple example you go into, and they don't even speak English. They don't give a damn whether they speak English or not. They don't care. So we have that cultural thing going on all around the world because of the Middle Eastern problems, the Middle Eastern wars. 21 after the hour here on the overview of the Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour, as we review the hot hits in talk radio from the general consumer point of view, that is, we are general consumers of listening to talk or having our points of view heard, as are you. Rich McFadden at Controls in our studio in Washington with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. We're at number 7, the hoo-ha about Trump's tax returns and how foolish. I didn't go through the people list. Maybe I'll do that for a moment here, and we can kind of relate the people on the list to the stories, because every week Talkers publishes at talkers.com both the top 10 stories and the top 10 people. So Snoop Dogg's at number 10. Rachel Maddow is number 9. Kim Jong-un is 8. Vladimir Putin is 7. Geert Wilders, connected obviously with the Dutch election, number 6. Rex Tillerson, 5. Janet Yellen, 4. Barack Obama's 3. Paul Ryan's 2. And Donald Trump is 1. So the reason I went through that, I wanted to connect it. Rachel at number 9. Who I have quite a bit of respect for. I think she's smart. She's done a good job, but she fell on it this week, and this whole thing blew up in her face, basically. Even though she did get more listeners or viewers out of it, about 25-30% increase the night that this was announced, but she didn't have anything. And that's really just...
When you say this, you mean the tax returns?
The tax returns. Released. Yeah, she was touting, for those who didn't know it, she touted that she had the tax returns and was going to reveal during her 9 o'clock program what the tax returns said. Tax returns didn't say anything except that he's paying more money than most everybody else in terms of percent into the coffers. So it was a sort of a non-story. It was sort of presented as a gotcha. And then there was some story about some guy who actually did release him. I don't know who it was. Did you follow that, Victoria or Richie, who it was that she got him from?
There was a reporter, I think, who... Yeah. And there was a rumor that Trump himself released the tax return,
right.
But...
There was a rumor, but I doubt that it was.
I don't
was.
Think there's any truth to that either, so
the reporter had them dropped in his mailbox. He doesn't know who, so they kind of started guessing who may have dropped them off in his mailbox.
And but why is it only 2005? Like, it's so weird.
Yeah, it's 2005. It's the first two pages of his 1040, so it doesn't go through the donations and the write-offs and everything. It just says how much he made, how much he paid. That's it.
Right.
Yeah. And he paid 31%, which is higher, as was pointed out by some reporter, than the corporate tax return for Comcast, which owns MSNBC, which is where the information came from Rachel Maddow. 19% was what Obama paid in terms of his tax return, I think the last year or the year before, the average, I'm not sure.
Well, Trump made a lot more money than Obama, though.
So what?
Well, I'm saying he's in a different tax bracket.
See, that just... Well, why? Why should there be a different tax bracket?
Well, I don't know.
Why
I'm just that's a fact that you're in a different tax bracket.
So the fact,
I'm not
yes,
saying it's
I
good
buy
or bad.
Into the
it's
fact.
A fact.
But the philosophy of screwing somebody over because he or she was more successful by making them pay.
I'm not saying
them
be screwed
no, I know
over.
Not. I'm just
yeah.
saying I'm generally venting because it annoys me that we have all this attention not only on Trump's tax return, but on people who are providing jobs, money, and help to keep the economy going, and there's this cry from this segment of society that thinks they ought to be penalized for being successful, and frankly, it's offensive. Why does Trump pay 31% because he made $150 million, and Obama, who made $12 million or whatever his...
Well, he didn't make that when he paid 19%.
Yeah. But
how many businesses or companies in this country do you think sit there and go, okay, we can't make more money this year, or otherwise it will cost us money.
Hopefully nobody's thinking that way.
Yeah.
That would seem counterproductive.
If we go to the next tax bracket and I have to pay another 5% in taxes,
right.
Does it make up for the money I just made?
Yeah, that's a good question.
No, it's a very good question. Yeah, if you're at borderline, then yeah.
Right.
28 past the hour as we review what's going on in News Talk Radio World here.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659.
1-800-958-9659.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 34 after the hour, answers to your questions, not only about what the big stories, the hot hits in talk radio are, but conversation about them and how they have affected us and our conversations on the air and off the air, because we're people too. When I say we, I'm talking about Victoria Keelan, who's here from the DJV experience. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, connected to me in any number of ways. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gone from number 10 to number 6, about which, and we do this every week at this time, take sort of an outsider's point of view, outside the realm of the official talker's procedural overview of this, which we have in another hour. This is just us talking about the issues. And I don't find the continuing focus on this nutbird, Kim Jong-un, and the threats to be of any value whatsoever. There is no way this guy's going to be anything other than squashed like a bug if he does things stupid. He can rattle his saber, do all kinds of things. The Chinese, we don't have to do anything. The Chinese will take care of him like he was a bug if he gets really out of line.
Well,
is he crazy?
The news there this week is that Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, has pretty much said all options are on the table, including military, and that if North Korea does threaten the continental United States or any of our allies, all options are on the table. Be careful where you tread, North Korea, is basically what he said.
Well, but the Chinese have said that as well, so they both...
But they don't do anything about it.
No, well, they don't do anything outwardly about it. They're the biggest trading partner with North Korea, so North Korea needs to pay attention, you would think. But this guy is so out of touch. And then when I say that, I think to myself, well, what do some people say about Trump? He's out of touch? No, he's just different. Is Kim Jong-un different in the same way Donald Trump is different? No. He's just... You know, a little short of a deck.
Well, I think Kim Jong-un has no connection to reality. At least Trump has a little bit of a connection to reality. Mm-hmm. And he may be crazy in the way that he goes about things, but I think he knows what reality is. I don't think Kim Jong-ding-dong has a clue of what reality is.
Yep.
He's living in his own little
insulated
universe.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right, number five on the countdown, the speaking of these, the aforementioned silly things, the wiretapping accusations, I thought it was interesting that there was a suggestion that there was an interview between Paul Ryan and somebody at Fox that may have started Trump thinking that the tower was bugged in one way or another. Again.
So that's where this began? Paul Ryan started it?
Yes. But, well, he didn't. He started with Brett Baer on some Fox conversation.
Nah, let me tell you where this started.
Some show.
Trump was hearing information being leaked out to the press mm-hmm. and wondering how in the world did anybody get that information. Because I talked about it with this person and that person only.
Right.
So and once he started noticing that, so while he does not have proof, he's seeing information that should not and could not be public out in the press mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and is going, what's going on here? Yeah, so while he claims that I've been bugged and this would be the person that would likely bug me because who else could have that ability to do so?
Well, the president can't do that. So like that, he was wrong to say Obama bugged me.
Well,
the president doesn't have
load.
That authority.
Let me ask you something. I don't see how anybody can look at Trump's crazy tweets on that Saturday morning and go, he's nuts, and then 4 days later look at the WikiLeaks story where they can tap anybody's house through their TV
right.
and say, this is outrageous, they're listening to all of us, and then go back to Trump and go, he's crazy. I don't get how you can say that. I don't get how anybody can say that. You can't. They can tap anybody anytime they want, and the reality is here, the president is a puppet in the White House, and that the NSA and the FBI and the CSA and the CIA are pulling the strings.
Control. Control.
100%.
Control. And so the people who in the news media, though, are so shaken up by Trump's approach to things, they want to hold him accountable for every word that comes out of his mouth. How do you do that?
Why is that a bad thing?
It is a bad thing because he's a human being. I'm really tired of every word being parsed. And the nonsense, I would say the same thing whether it was George Bush, Barack Obama. These people are human beings, and it's damnable, the double standard, to take every word that he says and try to make him look bad, which is obviously what the intention is of most of these people, when it hasn't been the case, whether it was Obama, George Bush, or whomever beforehand. Just because the guy's different, that doesn't mean that he's bad.
Well, I don't think it's not that that he's different. I mean, he doesn't just make statements that are factual. Incorrect. I mean, he says he goes on rants on Twitter, and that's. No. I mean, he's creating the problem. So, I mean, he's own.
He doesn't have a pretty. No,
I think he's using Twitter as a tool.
No, but what I'm saying is, in terms of people, the question was, should he be held accountable for the things that he says, or is it a problem that people are holding or trying to hold him accountable
or
for?
Or does he think that the CIA and the NSA have control over the White House, and he's saying, you know what, you're not going to have any control over me, watch this.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what his motivation for the Twitter rants are about various topics. I have no idea.
I think he wants to let the public know what's really going on.
Well, he's creating the hotbed of he's making the bed for everybody to scrutinize his every word.
So what's wrong with that?
But let him. But when you look at the WikiLeaks story, doesn't it outrage you?
Right, but what I'm saying, though, is if you're saying that that's fine for him to keep doing that, well, then everyone else is going to keep scrutinizing what he's saying because he sounds like a crazy person sometimes.
Why do they scrutinize? Under whose circumstances? Who decides what's crazy and what isn't crazy? Who the hell are they, other than a bunch of people with the ability to get to an audience, any more than I am or you are or anybody else? What makes us experts on understanding the guy or me or you or whomever here? Is the words are subject to interpretation.
And aren't you outraged with the WikiLeaks story? The fact both of you, that they can tap into your television.
I'm sick
your
of
phone,
the government.
You're whatever.
Out of control.
So doesn't it make sense that the president should protect us from that and should call it out on the carpet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, he didn't call out the NSA, though. He called out Obama and said Obama wiretaps my Trump Tower. I mean, he didn't say the NSA is a personal affront to all Americans' freedoms. I mean, he didn't say that.
During
people would have been behind that.
Hillary Clinton even admitted that likely Trump's computer was being tapped in the Trump Tower. There's a tweet from her.
I mean, it's very likely.
Probably
that all
some
of this
validity
stuff
to it, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I
so whether
used
Obama did it or
week.
Didn't do it, why is it important? What's the most important thing here? That he accused Obama of doing it or the fact that it's going on?
Right. And by the way, I do have some inside the Beltway friends here who think Obama is running a shadow government.
Oh, my God.
Trying to.
It's basically a PR machine.
Yeah.
He's calling
for the next book.
Guy's trying to protect his legacy.
Yeah. All right. But you see, if you're on one side, you don't believe it because it doesn't fit with the standard beliefs that are a part of being on that side. And on the other side, there is a different set of beliefs.
I think they're
and
all crazy.
So when it gets right, exactly. When it gets down to things like the health bill, which is the number four thing and the next thing we'll talk about here on the countdown, where do we put the D and the R aside so that we actually fix something that needs to be fixed? We'll talk about that. Bring it out of the weeds in a moment here. You're listening to a review of the hot hits in talk radio. Talkers Magazine, responsible for the hot hits in talk radio that we talk about. And there's a list of 10 most discussed people that comes out every week as well. So on that list is Snoop Dogg at number 10, Rachel Maddow at number 9, Kim Jong-un at 8, Vladimir Putin is at 7, at number 6, Geert Wilders. At number 5, Rex Tillerson, Janet Yellen is at 4, Barack Obama is at 3, Paul Ryan is 2, and Donald Trump in the number 1 position. No surprise there. Don't expect that to change at all as long as he's the president in residence. That's our Trump. So those are the people that are being discussed. It's Trump all the time, or all, it's not all politics all the time. The Snoop Dogg thing, well, I mean, almost everything does have a connection, though, to politics, doesn't it? And so under the circumstances, we've done our job to give you more food for thought. The Food for Thought Department, open wide here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, as usual. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden at 43 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling.
Call 1-800-573-0477.
Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Reviewing the stories from this past week, just so that we have it specifically, sometimes we are prone to get off on other discussions. I know you find that hard to believe, but that's what goes on. So here they are in order from number 10 to number 1. Story Department, March Madness. What's going on in sports talk? Number 9, the Snoop Dogg video. Number 8, there was interesting conversation or tweeting back and forth, wasn't there? Once again, Twitter in the focus. Dutch elections, number 8. The Trump tax returns at number 7, North Korea, and they're continuing to huff and puff to blow our house down, number 6, the wiretap accusations and where they've gone or haven't gone. Number four, the health care plan and what to do about it. Number three, interest rate hikes. Number two, budget cuts. And number one, the travel order from President Trump. Those are the top 10 items on the charts from Talkers this week. 45 after the hour here. The charts for the week of the 17th of March. Oh, St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day if you're celebrating. Richie's an Irishman married to a Colombian. Mm. So how do you celebrate St. Patrick's Day at your house?
We have green tamales.
All right, there we go. They're hot. That's good. Okay. The health care plan. So that's number four on the countdown. And I made my comment a few minutes ago, and I'm going to leave it at that. I look at this thing. The health bill didn't get enough votes. They're trying to figure out how to fix it, clean it up. Trump's going to throw everything against the wall, and then he's going to come back and say, okay, we'll fix it this way. He took a shot at the people with a travel order this week, saying it should have stayed the way it was the first time. And, you know, he's going to say that because that's kind of what the conversational direction is, even though he knows in the reality of the real world you're not going to be able to get everything done that you want. But in terms of this health care plan, what isn't being said, the big gaping hole in the conversation, when all these people say that if you change the system and put in what the Republicans want, then 20-some-odd million people are going to lose their coverage. Well, the total disingenuous part of that is nobody says what is really the truth about Obamacare if it continues. If it continues the way it is, there will be 20 million people off of it because they can't pay for it.
But I feel like a lot of people are saying that. I mean, all of my friends are on Obamacare. Well, all of my friends are on Obamacare. Richie, you have it too, right? Or you had it and it got too expensive. I mean, that's the number one thing everyone says about it. The premiums kept going up.
Right. We have our own insurance plan, and because of Obamacare, the premiums are going up.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's the number one thing everyone can agree on, is that it
doesn't make any difference whether they change it or they don't change it. You're still going to lose 20 million people because of what's the difference what the situation is. So fix it. And you can fix it, and the political will is there to fix it. It's just that the Democrats don't want to. That's what's so disingenuous. They don't want to tell you that because of Obamacare, 20 million people will drop off because they just can't pay for it. And that's really what bothers me about some of these conversations like this.
Well, I hope that someone can come up with a solution that, you know, as it is, you know, deductibles are so high that people are just using emergency care, which is that's not a good plan. But that's what a lot of people have
that's
just...
Well, that started with the illegals.
Deductibles.
That whole thing started with the illegals doing it, and then it just spread. Word got around, okay, well, they're preaching their own charges, so people don't have any money, they go do it too. So it's a sickness, there's a cancer there that needs to be fixed, and hopefully it's not going to be the taxpayer takes it in the shorts, which is so often the case.
There needs to be competition because the pharmaceutical companies and the insurance companies are out of control. So there needs to be cross-state competition on pharmaceuticals and plans so that people can go out and buy just the one or two or 20 plans. They can shop 20 plans instead of three or four.
Yeah.
All right. So the only thing we got about a minute left here, the Trump budget cuts. All I can say is hooray for the focus on these 30-some-odd different departments that never have seen the light of day or haven't had conversation or focus on them for decades. It's time to root out these ridiculous agencies that don't do anything. There are some things in here that are just wrong that ought not to be taken out, but at least we have a conversation going. The one that will become the most controversial, or one of them anyway, is the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which doesn't deserve, nor should it have, one red cent of taxpayer money.
You realize the Trump budget is basically just a trophy that he throws up there, and it's really meaningless.
Right. It's going to all get it all.
Congress and the Senate make their own budget, and it comes back to the sign. So.
Yeah. Anyway. So there's all of that, but there are some good things in here. The African Development Foundation, the New England thing that takes care of the states on the border. It's all political hackerism. Hacksterism, is that a better word? And then hackerism?
Make one up.
Hacksterism.
I like it.
Thank you. All right. I'm good at making up words.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. Time now for us to go through the top five items from the world of technology. The five hits, the hot hits in technology news this past week. Victoria Keelan here to do that. I'll be the big voiced guy. Number five of the top five is...
Well, if you're bored of dating apps that help you bond with potential dates over things that you hate, like the Hater app that we've talked about over the last few weeks, there's a new dating app called Lime, L-I-M-E. I don't know why it's called that. It's a weird name. But it helps you find that special someone whose sedentary lifestyle matches your own. Basically, it's a dating app for couch potatoes. Lime is the first dating app that actually matches you with someone using your data from your iOS Health app on your iPhone. So your iPhone can track how many steps you take every day, how active you are, and then if you take, say, 1,500 steps a day, as opposed to someone who's super active who takes 10,000 steps a day, it wouldn't match you up with someone like that. It will match you with someone who has a similar amount of exercise as you. On the flip side of that, if you do take 10,000 steps a day and you're a very active person and you go to the gym twice a day, it will only match you up with people who meet that same criteria. So it's a free app, and once you find someone that matches your lifestyle, if you're interested, you do the usual swipe right thing. And if it's a match, then you can start things off by sending, you can do a go request. You can meet up, you can go for coffee, or you can grab a bite. And if you're not ready to leave the couch, you can also start an old-fashioned chat.
There you go. All right, that's number five. Number four this week in the top five of the technology items that really has made it big.
Well, for people who do take those 10,000 steps a day, Nike has a new high-tech running shoe, and they hope this spring that they'll witness and sponsor a feat of human athleticism that a lot of people thought was impossible. That's the two-hour marathon. It's a goal that runners and scientists have been working for towards for years now, and 3 years of research and development, Nike finally believes that they have the answer with this shoe, and it's a Zoom Vaporfly Elite is the name of the running shoe. And they say it makes any runner, regardless of your skill level, 4% faster. So they say that it's got all kinds of high-tech things in it. It has an inch-thick foam sole inlet that's inlaid with a carbon fiber plate that actually helps spring the runner forward with every step. So they're going to test it out on a few marathon runners this spring, and we'll see if it actually works. And it hits the marketplace for the regular runners of the world in June.
All right. There you go. It's very exciting. Spring ahead, as it were.
Yes.
Number three on our list in the countdown of the top five items from technology this week.
Well, there's a new study this week that warns us to scale back on our selfies. And the reason that they say you should scale back on your selfie taking is because it has a negative impact on romantic relationships. The study surveyed 305 Chilean adults, which sounds very specific, but they followed them over a two-year period and tracked all of their social media interaction and how it affected their relationship. And they found that selfies are bad for romance because the level of jealousy between romantic partners increased with the amount of selfies that were posted on social media sites. So I guess if someone looked a little too sexy in their selfie, then their partner would become jealous by that. And apparently, and this is not surprising, that a lot of conversations and arguments that are happening in relationships now are related to social media devices, the amount of time people spend, you know, in front of a screen. These are things that couples therapists are reporting have become very prevalent in American relationships. So selfies, not great. Twitter got hacked. Twitter got hacked this week, and some high-profile accounts were compromised and then started displaying swastikas, which was very weird for a lot of people who follow things like BBC and Amnesty International and the European Parliament. I mean, really big, well-known accounts were compromised. And the way that it was hacked, people got in through third-party apps, and so this is a good lesson for everyone who uses Twitter. Go to your settings and privacy and make sure that the third-party apps that you have given permission to access your Twitter account are still accounts that you actually use, like Instagram, TwitPic, which is no longer in existence, things like that, photo-sharing apps. You want to make sure that you know who actually has access to your Twitter account, which is super important.
All right, and number one this week,
Facebook says law enforcement can't use data for surveillance. Facebook updated its U.S. Privacy policies. Now, this does not happen around the world. This is just in the U.S. But they're saying that they're not going to be handing over any information to let the government spy on you because it negatively affected minorities.
Well, I would think that it might, in fact. All right,
yeah.
So there it is. The top five items from our list of technical conversations this past week. And there is no more time for us to discuss any of this stuff because 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.